Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is going on, 49ers fans? We've got some new material that we got to dive into. The John Lynch press conference just kind of wrapped up, and I think there's a lot that was said and perhaps wasn't said that is going to bring a whole lot to this conversation that we've been having about Debo, about Jimmy Garoppolo, about Mike McGlinchey, about Alex Mack, and even about Nick Bosa. So we've got a whole lot to kind of dive into here, but the things to take away, probably the chief number one thing to take away as we jump into this. And, you know, we've got these clips. I want to say thank you to the ever amazing Juan Solis, as always, for cutting stuff up and getting stuff up. You know, John Lynch, he started this press conference out by basically saying, look, I'm not going to talk about Debo. We're not going to talk about Debo. We're not going to get into specifics. I believe he said we're not going to get into the particulars about five times. I jokingly put out there the next time Miss Chapman wants to have a disagreement with me, I'm just going to respond with, I'm sorry, I just can't get into the particulars of that at this given time, and see how that goes. I'm sure it would go well. I think everybody would really, really like that. I'm joking. But the number one thing that I want to take away, this is a very, very short 5-second clip. And I think that this hits home. This is the number one thing that I took away. It's all about Debo and the trade and all those things. Here is John Lynch. It's 5 seconds. I might play it more than once just so everybody can have it ringing true in your ears throughout the day.
I can't ever imagine, you know, wanting to move on from Debo. You put yourself.
That's it. I can't even imagine wanting to move on from Debo. It doesn't make sense. And we've seen this kind of come out through, you know, Rappaport and lots of other big time, you know, media people that said, hey, it's going to take 2 firsts. Is the team going to offer 2 firsts for Debo? I don't know. I really don't think so. And so, again, it kind of goes back to that idea. Debo's going to be here, man. And, you know, this has been one of the things that I've been pretty steadfast on. I know that it got rocky a couple times, but, you know, I put this tweet out there whenever everything was at its worst. This was April 22nd, which, you know, 3 days ago, whenever all this stuff. Just a reminder, Debo will be on the 49ers for a long time coming. And I got a lot of flack for it. And I still kept getting flack for it. My email's like, no, you got to trade this guy. You got to move on from this guy. We can't. He's going to be a locker room issue. No freaking way, man. I just don't buy into those narratives. And as players, they don't buy into them either. It just doesn't happen. Listen to Mike McGlinchey, which this is a whole nother subset of issues that I'd like to dive into. Mike McGlinchey spoke after John Lynch, and boy, did he look good. I think it was important that they wanted to show the entire, you know, 49ers fan base, this is your right tackle. He looked good. And Mike McGlinchey's always really, really good behind the mic. So this is McGlinchey whenever he's asked, man, how do you take this whole Debo situation? This is a little bit longer clip, but here's what I want you to be listening for and listening to. This is how players approach all these negotiations, because that's what they are. They're negotiations. Listen to Mike McGlinchey on Debo.
Well, I don't think there's much conversation with it at all. That Debo's business is his business. It's never something that players get into talking about other than congratulations after contract negotiations happen. I think any player in our locker room and any player across the league will tell you, you know, do whatever you need to do. It's your livelihood. It's your family that you need to take care of. And so guys will never, ever speak to that. It's none of our business. But it's not a secret of what Debo means to our football team. He's one of our best players, if not our best player. And he deserves everything that's coming his way. But obviously it's between those guys and for them to figure it out. So we want him here. Obviously all the players want him here. Everybody feels the same way. He's a teammate. He's a brother. He's somebody that we've competed hard with for me over 3 years now. But again, that's none of our business.
It's so simple. And I get that, you know, the fans, we want to turn everything into, you know, a drama, reality TV show. Oh, we can't get along. That's not how it works in locker rooms. It's camaraderie. These guys have fought and bled together and trained together. They want Debo to be successful. That's what it is. What's up, Chris? He says, let's go, John. Watching from work. Yeah, I have the day off today, which Armenian genocide took place. I teach at Armenian school. Some people know that. So just want to, you know, just draw some attention to that. You know, I'm taking the day to kind of prepare for the draft, which is my other job, but it is very, very important as well, just to bring, you know, increased awareness to this issue, to what happened to the Armenian people over 100 years ago. I want to shed some light on that for everybody else that's at work. Do want to say thank you for tuning in. Hopefully your bosses don't catch you, or you have good bosses that don't care. Anyway, back to the McGlinchey thing. I call this the Baker Mayfield rule. One, I despise Baker Mayfield for so many reasons. Just one, I just don't like him. I love the way he plays on the field. That is incredible. But if you remember, Baker was like in his rookie year, and I think it was Duke Johnson was trying to get paid some more money, and Baker kept throwing him under the bus to the press and to the team. And it's just like, dude, you don't do that. You don't do that, especially as a rookie, whenever you're getting paid all that money. That's not what NFL players do. They want them to go get paid. There's not going to be one. Here's where the 49ers locker room would be pissed off with Debo, is if he leaves. That's what will piss them off. I guarantee you right now, every single player on the 49ers roster, maybe a couple of wide receivers that are behind him, maybe, and that's even a maybe then, but nobody wants Debo gone in the locker room. There's no NFL player that's like, he took down those Instagram posts. I don't want him in my locker room. Like, do you even like, I'm kind of being, you know, I'm joking about this, but it's what it is. Like it's comical. And I get there's people selling that stuff out there, and it gets clicks. Oh, the point of no return. Debo can't come back now. Oh, the 49ers fans. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Debo is here to stay. And the only way that he goes is if the 49ers get an offer they cannot refuse. I don't see that happening. Now, we are heating up in the days to the draft. I just saw we do have a draft day trade. This is it's not a big deal. But Adam Schefter just put out there the Patriots traded their 5th round pick to the Texans for their 6th and 7th round picks. And I think that does a pretty good job of shifting and showing what this draft is going to be like. There's a lot of depth there, man. There's a lot of depth. And so, you know, just want to say that that's right here. Shot J. This is why I'm always trolling, screaming, the sky is falling. Yeah. LOL. I don't, you know, I put these takes out there a lot of times and people come after me and, oh, you don't pay attention. Good thing you're not GM and all those things. And then whenever it's all said and done, usually I would be willing to put our, you know, that, not that it's a competition. I'm not big into that stuff, but like I compete against myself. And so whenever I put myself on the line and I take these stances or whatever, like it's because I'm not doing it for more clicks. I didn't say it would have been much easier for me to say, oh, Debo's getting traded, point of no return, negative, 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 negative. That gets more clicks. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to build a community. I'm here to help people calm the hell down and enjoy their fandom. That's what it's all said and done, right? This is entertainment. It's grown men throwing a football. Let's put it into perspective. Doesn't mean I don't love it, because I do. I think everybody knows I do. But all those people out there just calling for heads and all that stuff, it doesn't make sense. Come on, guys. Come on. Yeah, here we go. Thank you, John, on Facebook. Don't burn your Debo jerseys just yet. I would be willing to argue that any of these subscribers to the 49ers Rush podcast, they don't burn jerseys. I don't think that's who we have here. If that's who you are, I doubt you like what we say. But anyway, it's what it is. And so, yeah, you go out there. And again, some people might be soured on Debo, and that's okay. You're allowed to be soured on Debo. If those things that he did upset you, Yeah, right here. Bay Area raised, right? He says, I really don't care. This man was liking edits with him in a Cowboys uni. That's straight smack to the face of a Niners fan. Trade Debo. I completely disagree. You know, I disagree with that. That's just my own personal take, but that's okay. There's nothing wrong with having that opinion. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm telling you from a player standpoint, they don't give a damn. They don't care at all about any of those things. They really, really don't. Now, so Debo seems even more likely. Let me play it again because I want to play this as many times. John Lynch on what's going to happen with Debo. Here you go.
I can't ever imagine, you know, wanting to move on from Debo. You put yourself.
Can't ever imagine. Imagine. Now, this was asked a little bit later, and this is who this front office has been from the start on if they'll listen to trade offers. And so I'm going to let John Lynch say it, and then I'm going to give you a long list of different times the 49ers have put this into practice.
Yeah, Eric, we've been consistent since we've been here that, you know, we'd listen on just about anyone, you know. That's something we'll always do. So, but I just, like I said, I can't ever imagine, you know, moving on from Debo. He's been such a great player for us. He means so much to this franchise.
You'll listen to offers, and that's right. You should do your due diligence because who knows? What if you get one of those Ricky Williams trades or something along those lines, right? Where somebody's willing to overpay to, you know, the quote unquote King's ransom. And I've been saying since the start, okay, Jets want to offer their 10th pick. You can go back and check those out. And, you know, I'm still going through the process of seeing, hypothetically, I want to cover all the bases of, you know, I'm doing a whole series of podcasts, mock drafts, where if we do trade Debo to different teams, what that looks like. But again, I think those do the service of, all right, I don't want to trade Debo. Like as I'm going through those, I'm like, all right, this is kind of nice, but I'd prefer Debo. I'd prefer Debo. And if you look at, you know, whether it was Tom Brady, right? You know, they entertained that a couple years ago. Maybe I think they made the wrong choice on that, but that's okay. I didn't at the time. And the 49ers didn't at the time. They were happy with Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo was good. Definitely Tom Brady was not over the hill. You know, and again, Kwon Alexander. You remember whenever they were looking into Austin Hooper signing him and just the Le'Veon Bell trade. Like, they looked into everything, and that's what they are supposed to do. I love the fact that we have a front office that's not scared. I mean, shoot, just last year, they traded up to get the number 3 pick for a quarterback. And so you listen, but it doesn't mean you entertain. There's a big difference. You listen, you don't entertain. And I don't think it's going to happen. I imagine being the Jets or the Lions or the Chiefs or one of those teams that's wanting Debo, and then you watch that press conference. What's their mentality, right? Like, put yourself in there. Oh, crap. I can't ever imagine moving on from Debo. All right. Well, if we want him, we got to do way more. Like what we have on there, this is not it's a salvageable situation. Debo's making $4 million this year. You bump his pay up to anything, what, $22.5 million? That's what I've been saying. Might be a little bit higher than that. But that's a difference in $18 million per year. And so Debo has 18-plus million reasons to be fine and sign on with the 49ers and have a good old time. So I don't know, man. I think, yeah, I'm all right. Yeah. I see on your observation, he says, people sound like upset exes. Yeah, and I get the love for the team more than anybody, right? It's my career now. I get it. But at the end of the day, it's about more than that. And, you know, you fall in love with these players and you want them to be as diehard 49ers as possible. But argue any point during Debo's entire career with the 49ers up until this offseason, look on the field, has he done anything that's negative? One time? No. What should tell you? Was he complaining about carries during the playoffs? No, he was demanding the ball on the sidelines. That's who Debo is. So if you what's the track record, right? Pay attention to the track record. Debo leads the team out of the tunnel every damn day. He's the hype guy. He freaking doesn't go out of bounds. He leaves it all on the field all the time. But no, he took off some pictures on Instagram. Really? Really? That's what did you in? All right. All right. You do you, man. You do you. Now, appreciate all the stuff. let me, how do I say this? This draft is going to be a blast because just all the different stuff that we got going on. And whether you're joining us live in Las Vegas or you can't make it out to the trip, we got you covered. Days one and days two of the NFL draft, they are up. The videos will be live streaming the entire time. So if you're on their YouTube channel, just head over there. You can set the notification. We'll be going live about 15 minutes before the draft starts. Days one and day two, those are up. So head over there, set that notification bell. And if you are going to be in Vegas or know anybody in Vegas, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go get your tickets. We still got a couple tickets left. So excited about this party, man. I'm bringing 22 jerseys autographed to be given away during days one and day two. I'm so pumped about this, man. We have spared no expense. It's going to be a good time. So hopefully you can come out. And if you can't, we're going to have giveaways for the people at home watching. So we're trying to bring the draft to you. If you can't, go to the draft. That's the idea. So 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. If you haven't got tickets and if you can't make it out, then guess what? We'll be streaming here where we always are for several hours. We're going to put out about 12 to 13 hours of content this weekend alone. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited about the draft, man. I'm pumped. All right. Let's go to, I think, probably the biggest news. Maybe even bigger than the Debo news. And that's Alex Mack. Whenever John Lynch was asked about if Alex Mack is returning or not, here's what he had to say.
I know we've been in discussions with Alex, you know, communicating with him, and I think I would say common theme here today. I'm not going to speak for Alex on that. I think at the appropriate time, Alex will comment on that.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikola Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit matchup up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Got you covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So, if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is Eufy Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock. That didn't make me feel well. All right. You go back to him at the combine whenever he spoke. He's like, he's working out like he's wanting to come back. We'll let Alex talk about that at the appropriate time. It's appropriate time right now, but I can completely understand, right? There's two ways of logic. If Alex Mack was returning, that would have been a perfect time to say it, or you would have had Alex Mack at the press conference giving his thing, yeah, I want to come back. That's what it would have been. Alex Mack is going to retire. I'm telling you that right now. The tea leaves have spoken. That is what I took away from this, and I think it's huge. I think it's absolutely huge because it hurts. It hurts big time. Not only are you losing your left guard in Laken Tomlinson, who signed with the Jets, now you're going to be losing your center. All right, Trey Lance, step in. And I think, again, this probably goes to even more so, Debo ain't going nowhere because, Are you really going to take away three starters on the offense, key starters, and then say, here you go, Trey Lance? I don't think so. Shot J, he says, John, I brought this up last night on 49ers Cutback Show. Let me say this. Probably the most listened to show that I listen to is the 49ers Cutback Show. They don't get the big numbers and all the pub that other, they didn't pay me for this or anything like that. I just freaking love that podcast. They're incredible. The 49ers Cutback Show. If you haven't checked that out yet, I've been on there a few times. Please go do so. They do great work over there. Anyway, Shot J goes on to say, how do we go from Niners don't leak a year ago to taking every unconfirmed story and rumor and report so seriously? The fans are worse now. Yeah, I think it's part of the age that we're in, right? And so I get it. The Instagram and all that stuff and social media is more prominent this year than it was last year. And so that's just, it's the way it goes. But yeah, I hate that it's like that. But yeah, 49ers don't leak. And they've been consistent in what they've said. And they've been consistent with their approach to all of this. Anyway, Shot J. Oh, what's up, man? Dude, appreciate the kind words here. I've been living in John's draft book since it was released. So much content. Man, I love Shot J. That dude pumps us up. And, you know, if this is something that you want to check out, head over to patreon.com, 49ers Rush Podcast. Draft book's live over there. Just loaded a Treylon Burks wide receiver breakdown video for the, because I keep getting asked, okay, if we do trade Debo, who's the wide receiver the 49ers should target? Did a Treylon Burks video breakdown this morning at like 4:35 this morning. I'm not a sleeper. I usually wake up early, but you get access to every single video we've ever done, which is several hundred, every single offense and defensive snap of the 49ers, the last 2 years broken down, draft everything. And probably, let me be honest with you. Okay. Here's the number. The draft book's cool. You sign up, that's yours automatically as soon as you sign up. I would argue the best thing that I do content-wise that provide to the faithful is right after the NFL draft, when every single player that we pick, which we've got 9 draft picks right now, I bring you all of their college tape, all 22 scout tapes, go through every play, what they can do, what they can't do, all those things. That's probably the best thing that I do. And if you look at last year, which, hey, with the way Kyle redshirts rookies, you want to go watch a couple hours of Aaron Banks tape and see what he can do and can't do to remind yourself of what he is? Diabador Lenore, Ambry Thomas, Jalen Moore, it's all there. You just type their name in the search bar and you could watch, you know, last year's draft class to see, hey, I think this is somebody that can win the left guard spot, or no, we got to get somebody else. That's up there. So thank you, Shot J. I really appreciate that. And it's the best way to support the podcast. For sure, it helps us throw these draft parties and all these different events that we do. So that's there. Now, back to Alex Mack. This is a gigantic draft need now because the center position, who's going to start there? Right now, if I had to guess, it would be Daniel Brunskill. I think he would slide over Jake Brindle. Now, who's playing right guard? Colton McKivitz? Or Jalen Moore? Are you going to have Aaron Banks on the left guard, Jalen Moore on the right guard? I think that's what the 49ers would want to do. That's a big question mark. You've got to bring in somebody on the interior offensive line, whether it's a straight center, Dylan Parham. That's one of my draft crushes. I love that dude. Cole Strange is there, right? Cam Jurgens. There's lots of guys. Luke Fortner. There's lots of, this is a deep draft whenever you get into that third, fourth round for centers and interior offensive linemen. So that's probably should get a lot more focus. I get the national media doesn't really care about center play as much as others. And, you know, if the 49ers did do a trade for a player in the draft, I wouldn't be shocked. Very similar to what we saw when Staley retired, right? You did the trade for Trent Williams and just plug and play. I don't know if center is really a position that they want a rookie at with Trey Lance. I don't know. That's some scary stuff right there. So interior offensive line, even though I was really, really high on this at the start, 61 looks like a very strong possibility if somebody falls. I think that is something that they definitely, definitely, definitely need to go and get. Now, some other stuff that I thought was good, you know, the Nick Bosa situation. And I think, again, going back to this whole Debo thing, you cave in on Debo. What do you do in the future? You have precedent set with Fred Warner and George Kittle. look, this is how we handle things. We'll make you the top paid at your position. We hand out these extensions during training camp. We got you, boo. We got you. Now, here is John Lynch talking about the Nick Bosa situation, where he's at, and what that extension looks like.
The fifth-year option just means in 23, you know, we executed that. You know, we can work on an extension at any time. And we've been in really good communication with Brian Arault, Nick's representation. And at the appropriate time, we'll take those next steps. Nick is not here right now, but it has nothing to do with contract. You know, he and Kyle communicated and he's working out back in Florida. He and his brother have their trainer, and believe me, Nick Bosa's working. You know, he shows that each and every time he shows up that he's in elite shape. So.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about Nick Bosa. A dude's one of the quietest person. You put him on the press conference and he won't even talk. You don't let premium pass rushers go across the league unless you're the Raiders, I guess, but they don't make sense most times. So again, premium pass rushers stay. That's just what it is. And Nick is beyond a premium pass rusher. The dude is as elite gets, and he's only in his third year. He missed that 1 year because of the ACL, but golly, came back with 15 and a half sacks. I mean, just incredible, you know. I think he led the NFL in tackles for loss. At least he was up there with like a week left. Like he's unreal. He's not going anywhere. The 49ers, Debo's not, why do you spend all these draft picks to cultivate elite talent? And whenever you do that, you keep it. Now the DeForest Buckner thing, which again, hopefully somebody's like, oh, what about DeForest Buckner? I don't see it in the chats yet. But anyway, here's the thing with DeForest Buckner. I keep telling people this. They liked Buckner, but what is the entire idea of the 49ers defensive strategy? Strong D line to stop the run and then get after the pass. DeForest Buckner was maybe the best or second best pass rushing defensive tackle in the league. There's no doubt about that. However, he's always been kind of suspect in the run game. And so they wanted to bolster that so that teams couldn't run against them. And that's why they were able to move on from him. Again, I love DeForest Buckner. He's probably my favorite non-49er in the NFL, but you're allowed to look at a player and say, okay, what does he do well? What does he do poorly? Yeah, he wasn't an anchor in the run game, and that cost us a lot of times. They would trap him consistently. But whenever you're looking at Debo, what's the flaw in his game? I guess injuries, if you want to say that. Or Bosa, what's the flaw in his game? Injuries, maybe, but again, there's nothing there. So he's not going anywhere. Debo's not going anywhere. Nick Bosa's not going anywhere. They're not going anywhere. So stick with that. And I'm going to keep just pounding the table on that one because they're not going anywhere. There's no way you move on about those. There it is. Oh, I love it. Thank you, Harold. What about Buckner? I appreciate that, man. Thank you so much. Now, a couple other pieces of news as the press conferences are still kind of rolling. They took like a 25-minute break for some reason, so I wanted to jump on and just touch on some of these things. But Azeez Alshire, he has signed his unrestricted free agent. It was restricted free agent tender. So he is under contract now, which is great. So we got Greenlaw. We've got Azeez. We've got Fred Warner for 1 year. And then after that, I think it's going to be pick your poison. Yeah, you keep one, trade one. Is it possible that one of those guys gets moved this draft cycle? It's possible. I wouldn't do it, but it is possible. You know, if you want an extra fourth or fifth rounder, that could be had by trading Greenlaw or Azeez. But again, why not let them play out their contract and then get a compensation pick the following year? That would probably be a fifth or sixth rounder. So you get your 1 year of play, plus you have all of the protection from injury. That's what I would do personally, but that's just me. Also, Elijah Mitchell, who's going to be with us at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, which I'm so pumped about. And, you know, Juan made this awesome graphic, which I love. You can see Fred Warner and Elijah Mitchell up there at Mandalay Bay, which is going to be awesome. But Elijah Mitchell, he came on. He had a knee surgery this offseason. He was playing injured last year, he said, and he just went in and got his knee cleaned up a little bit, but he finished the year playing injured. That dude is as tough as nails, man. And so if he's healthy now, which I'm excited to, you know, ask him some of these questions live on air for the draft and kind of see what's going on with that. But, you know, there's a lot to be positive about in this 49ers, you know, kind of entire world of sports that we have. And this is a positive time right now for the 49ers and going into the draft. So I'm pumped. Key takeaways today: Debo's staying, Alex Mack probably gone. That's kind of where I'm staying on. Like, those are the key takeaways, and that hurts. But this has been fun. We're going to keep bringing you content all freaking weekend long. I fly out Wednesday right after class. I teach, and then I jump on a plane, fly out, go set up, get ready for the draft. And so we're going to be with you guys nonstop, man. So excited. Appreciate all the support. And as always, stay strong, faithful.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.